between winning and losing the National Hockey League year to year. What are you seeing in the third periods? You know, you're not getting done that you did opposed to last year.
Right now, I think we're just maybe a bit too relaxed, maybe coming off it a bit. I think we kind of forgot how hard we had to work to protect that lead and to play our game in those third periods last year. And to really go into the third period excited for it. I think that's something we're trying to get back to right now.
Is there much concern over it right now, or do you just kind of take it as it is and kind of continue the process that is the regular season schedule?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hockey left. I think we got to learn from it and learn from our mistakes and the way we've, handled those games where we had leads and going into that third, and get better from it. I mean, we all know we can do it. We did it a lot last year. It's just a matter of putting it together.
How fine a line is it in your confidence-wise, knowing you're going to lock it down, or wondering if, are we going to lock it down? Like, how tricky a line is that?
I mean, it's such a thin line. I mean, there's times where you might go out and play a great third period, and one bounce can tie the game up their way. So you just never know. But it's, I think it's just the mindset of going into that period, of not letting off the gas.
The challenge, Chicago coming up for the first time, a team that's obviously gone through a coaching change and haven't had the year that they've wanted so far.
Yeah, they're a dangerous team. I mean, you can say that about a lot of teams that are in their position. I mean, everyone's kind of fighting for a spot right now, fighting, for points in the standings, and they're no different. They've got a lot of guys on their team that are dangerous and that can make us pay, similar to Pittsburgh. So we know it's a big game, and we need some wins right now.
Is there still a mystique about them, or is that kind of disappeared a little bit? I mean, compared to when you look at last regular season, you guys finished, of course, so high, and they didn't. You guys used to go into games against them with a different feeling, I guess, than you do now.
I don't really think so. I think they still got a bunch of guys, in their core from that have won the Cups together. So, they still got some of the big pieces that made them successful. So, I don't think anyone treats them differently now.